Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting fifth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The left fielder, Don Money. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Steve Bry. Batting seventh. The DH, Ken McMullen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Len Sakata. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Slayton. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood fires to first and has Money trapped. There's the throw to Bannister, who tags Money for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bry moves to second. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Younce scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wolford strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Zisk strikes out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sakata settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. Downing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon moves to third. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 2 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata fields it and throws to second for the out. Lemon scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 2 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0 for 1 in the game. Sakata hits a pop-up towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bry. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Bry steals second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bry scores. Moore moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Money settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Zisk takes first base on ball 4. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Zisk moves to second. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 2 in the game. Soderholm hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 2 in the game. Money hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive towards first. Spencer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Downing is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Garr hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wolford, who is chasing the ball. Garr reaches third base with a triple. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 3 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Bry hits a pop-up towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0 for 2 in the game. Sakata hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 3 in the game. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Zisk bunts towards the mound. Slayton fields it and throws to first for the out. Horta moves to second. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Horta moves to third. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 3 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a pop-up towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 3 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Money settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to second. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Garr is walked intentionally. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 4 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Slayton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 3 in the game. Money strikes out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 3 in the game. Bando strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.